Why Sarah Should Be Andraste.
Subtitled, Opal Song Can't Get Her Theories Straight. And Silky Luster is not Jon Snow. Created by Opal Song
and Silky Luster. So today we're talking about the funky theory that Sarah is actually Andraste.
Okay, so the first thing we have to do is go that this is not actually the theory. The fan theory, which you can find, I'll put a link to the video that I saw. The fan theory is actually that Sarah is Andril, the elven goddess. However, me being me, watched this video, thought it was awesome, and then promptly forgot half of it, and in my next playthrough was like, Sarah's Andraste! Because Andraste and Andruil sound vaguely similar.
Pretty similar.
And they're both lady goddesses, so, you know? So yeah, and then I went to Silky Luster and was like, we should do something about Sarah as Andraste.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, this is great. And I was like, here's the meta. Wait. Crap! Everything is terrible.
Yeah, but by that time, I was so in love with the idea that I just wouldn't let go. And so, here we are.
Yeah, we have decided to roll with it. And I think we came up with, or we're, you know, we've got the seeds of something pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, and for the record, this is purely for entertainment. We're not actually assuming from any type of textual fact or canonic hints that Sarah is the actual Andraste. We're not. It's just fun. But a lot
of it. Yeah, it's not, this is not actually a fan theory. There's no basis for it in canon. Though I can tell you from experience, if you play through assuming Sarah is Andraste, it makes the game better.
So then if we assume that Sarah is Andraste, of course, there are tons of questions that we also ask ourselves. Like, first one, does she know? So, here we have two different headcanons, which we'll explore.
So, the two headcanons that we have, the first is the headcanon that I sort of play around with, is that Sarah, she doesn't really know that she's Andraste. So, yeah, she has been reborn, reincarnated, whatever you want to call it, been sent by the Maker, whatever, and she is now this non-mage elf rogue street ruffian type. And she knows that something about her is possibly more, but not thinking about it at all, because she doesn't want to go there. She knows that that way lies not thinking about it.
Quite possibly madness. Also, it makes her uncomfortable as hell.
Yes. The other headcanon, I think, is yours.
Mm-hmm. Which is mostly that she is aware that she is Andraste, but she doesn't choose to let that influence her actions any more than if I roleplay a character, my personality influences that. Like, she knows, but She wants to be and act in a certain way, and that's what she does.
Here would be my question about that. Mm-hmm. If this is this character that she makes up, and she made them up, and she's not letting herself really influence, how connected is she to this character? Because I know that I have had, like, pen and paper characters that I'm not super connected to. That I kind of make them do whatever because that's crazy. But I'm not, you know, my heart isn't necessarily in them. I needed to be that for whatever. Or I thought it was cool and then, eh.
Then you're quite a different pen and paper player than me. I tend to become one, or possibly even develop a certain personality subset for my characters.
Fair enough.
I had this one character that I actually played for, I think 6.5 years. And so, yeah, in my mind, Sarah, or Andraste as Sarah, is very invested in that character.
Okay, so she is Sarah. She knows she's Andraste, sort of in the background. You know, that's where she came from. That's how she got here. But now, right in here and now, she is Sarah.
Yes, and she also probably has fun experiencing things as Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like kind of a motivation. Because she spent centuries sitting around at the Maker's side, watching, and now she's back to acting.
Right. Yes. Let's start with her, like, in whatever the Black City or wherever she hangs out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with the Maker, by the Maker's side or whatever, and, you know, you can explain you're sort of, like, rolling a character, which is great.
Yeah. That's
okay.
That's what came to my mind, since I usually make up very complex characters, and so that's kind of my headspace. When I draw up a character, I'm more like, yeah, I want to be like that, and I want to be able to do this. And for that, I need to be X, but then I have to cut back on Y, so I don't get to be too powerful or too annoying or actually playable or whatever. So I imagine that Andraste is actually kind of constructing her Sarah personality.
So our next sort of major plot point. So she's rolled this character. Why does she decide on an elf and then not a Dalish elf? And, like, why does she decide on a city elf? Why does she decide on not a mage? All of these things.
Since I just, in preparation, did some reading up on Andraste, I have a very clear opinion on that, actually. Andraste has a very strong connection to elves. Like, fighting with them and via Shartan, whatever the pronunciation is. And the elf who Shartan also had been a Tevinter slave, like her, had also escaped. So there's definitely a strong elf connection.
Yes. For the really dumb people who don't read all the lore, who's Shartan? And by really dumb people, I mean me.
Okay, Shartan is her elf buddy who fights alongside her and fights for the elves' freedom, their allies, and he brings quite a strong army with him.
Okay.
So she's basically the elf main ally, leader person.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Her elf bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Andraste's elf bro.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah. So, and I also read something that some people, like, contemporary scholars, like from Dragon Age, kind of assume or have theories about that Andraste and Chartan were actually lovers, which I found very juicy. Yes.
So, isn't she married like twice over?
No, just once, Mephiroth.
But the Maker.
Oh, the also. Maker. Maker doesn't really count on Earth. Like, she's only considered to be his spiritual bride. The Maker never did Zeus and showed up and said, love me.
Oh.
It's basically just that she sang and he listened to her and she was his prophet. But it's all very no hanky-panky. Okay, so there we have...
Okay, so Chartan.
Yes.
They're bros.
Definitely bros. But so that, of course, leaves us at... So why doesn't she come around as a Dalish elf? Because that would have been cool to play as well. So here's my answer. She wants to be there or have a connection with as many people as possible. So okay. She comes, she reincarnates as someone who is not really into elf culture, but into human culture.
Okay. But she wants to play an elf.
Yeah.
Because she misses Chartan.
Well,
because Chartan was her buddy, and Chartan is now, like, not around anymore. So she's like, I want to see if the pointy ears are actually that awesome.
Well, I have several theological problems with that. Yes, I mean, if we apply the, like, the Christian theology, which is mostly behind Dragon Age anyway.
Yeah.
Then being with the Maker would fulfill all of Andraste's friendship needs.
What? But her bro!
I'm just quoting the theology here.
You can have as many friends as you want. Her bro.
Yes. Okay.
In any case, so she wants to be an elf, but she still wants to have a connection to, like, the humans and the Maker and...
Yeah.
All of that sort of thing. Because being Dalish also means being Dalish.
Uh-huh.
Like, believing in all of their gods and whatever.
Exactly.
And being raised that way. And I can see Andraste being a little like, eh.
Yeah. And if you're Andraste, you can at least be an Andrastian, right?
Though that is a little odd. It's like, I worship myself.
Hey, come on. Self-love for the win. Isn't that what Tumblr teaches us? I mean, she's not a Chantry sister. She is just kind of background Andrastian. She doesn't really like to talk about it that much, does she?
Yeah, yeah. She knows that the elven gods are like, eh. But, yeah. Okay. So, she decides to come back as Sarah, as this city elf, rogue, why roguey, not mage? Because she was a mage last time and was like, eh?
It's not certain that she was a mage, just because that's what the Imperial Tevinter Chantry says, that she was a mage.
Oh,
and all of the Felrealdan, basically the other Chantry says, no mage.
Oh, so she could be a mage.
Could have been, but it's like... kind of all of it is speculation.
Right. And I think we had a note in here about maybe she tried to come back before.
Mm-hmm.
And Because we'll get back to that about why now.
Yeah.
That's sort of the next question, mm-hmm. but our mage discussion leans into that with maybe she tried to come back during the whole Tevinter, we're gonna go try to crash the Black City debacle. And it went badly.
No, wait, which Tevinter? You mean the one that started...
Caused the Darkspawn.
That was before her.
Was it?
She was born after the first blight.
Oh, well, okay. When I said I knew nothing about history.
That's what you meant.
Okay. I know nothing. I am the Jon Snow of this situation.
So basically, yeah, Andraste born after the first blight. Which kind of answers our question why she didn't kind of do something about that.
Okay, so yeah. And so why not a mage? Why did she...
Well, so here I was thinking in my role player's brain, and I was thinking maybe she was a mage last time. And for me, it's usually if I've played one character class for a long time, I want to do something different.
Yes.
So that question didn't really present itself as too much of a problem, I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe if we stop thinking about classes, but start thinking in about her stance in life or her position in life, then this time she chose something where she has extremely little political power, rather like anti-political power.
Nah.
And also, think of it, if you have been a war leader, imagine how many people you have to diplomatically placate on a daily basis.
I have played Inquisition.
Yes.
It kind of sucks.
Exactly! At that point, possibly, she... Imagine just grabbing her elf bro's bow and shooting the asses full of arrows. And now that's exactly what she's doing.
Yes. She is being her elf bro. Okay, yes. So
what?
Here's my question.
Yes.
Why specifically now? With the whole, like, You sort of had a note about, you know, the whole Templar Mage Rebellion, but...
Yep.
Sarah has had a childhood.
Mm-hmm.
She has experienced, kind of, a blight.
Yeah.
Yeah, she experienced a blight. Why, like, and presumably she's been on Draste the whole time.
Yep.
Unless they knew that the Templar Mage... shebang was gonna go down, at which point we get into questions of like determinism and stuff.
Let's not
Why did she choose now to come back? Because, you know, if we're assuming that she doesn't know that the Mage Templar mess is going to explode in this lifetime, like obviously it's primed to explode at some point, but presuming she doesn't know that it's going to explode right now, why does she come back?
Okay, I put some thought to that. Let's see if you can agree with me. I thought that Sarah, Andraste watched four blights go by, or three blights go by.
Two.
Wait.
Since we have now established that she was born after the first blight.
And didn't the fifth blight just pass? I have no idea. I'm really, really
Possibly.
Bad at math.
Anyway, she has watched several
lights. She has one exactly. Shout out to Jon Snow here. well, actually, I have two answers. The one is the role player power gaming answer is her level wasn't high enough at the time. The other. Is the more viable one, that is, like, that she and the Maker have watched blights go by, and that the blights are not actually threatening the Maker's position of godhood.
Okay.
Now, Corypheus is something else.
Corypheus, so, if he could get back in and
make trouble,
get to the Black City, could mess up everything.
Yeah. Corypheus could be a shitload of trouble.
Okay. So they sort of knew that Corypheus was priming to make his move sometime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometime within the next sort of generational whatever, right?
There are probably omens about that.
Yeah, whatever. They're like gods. They can kind of see the patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. I don't know. Anyway, and so Andraste is like, okay, yo, I am going to do this thing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be reborn, start as a baby, as a tiny, tiny, tiny elf, grow up. What?
I'm sorry, I was just quietly squeeing at baby Sarah. Ignore me.
as an elf in a city and see that side of things because they're obviously oppressed and that's crap since it's, you know, my religion that's that's oppressing them.
Whoops.
I mean, also tradition and, you know, racism and whatnot, but mm-hmm. religion is part of that.
It is.
So I'm gonna do this, and then eventually when Corypheus starts, you know, being a problem, I'll be ready.
Yep.
I'll be ready. This actually, that clears up a fact for me.
Ooh.
It makes it even better that Sarah is Andraste.
What?
Like, in a theoretical canon sense.
Yeah.
Because if you look up the makeup of your sort of team of companions.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote some fics that were, and sort of the thesis of this series of fics is that it would make a whole hell of a lot more sense if Sarah was in Dragon Age 2 and Fenris was in Dragon Age, like, in Inquisition.
Oh!
Because Sarah is the sort of, like, roguey, like, for the lulz, down with the whatever,
mm.
that you sort of get through Dragon Age 2.
Mm.
And Fenris is like, fuck to Vinter.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lot of Inquisition, right?
Uh-huh.
So it makes sense. So, like, I'm like, okay. So, like, it's, and other people have raised the question of, why does Sarah join the Inquisition? Like, it seems really odd that she makes that choice.
Because
she's sort of a work from the low levels. It would make sense if, like, Leliana approached her, or something like that, like, to get the Red Jennies on the Inquisition's side, but it doesn't really, like there's this question there about, why does she join the Inquisition? Why is she like, I like you, I want to hang out with you?
I think in her Codex article, it says something like, I'm paraphrasing the first bit. The world has to be in a certain kind of order, and quote, mm-hmm. so she can play. That, on the one hand, that makes sense to me. But on the other hand, I have the same problem. It's kind of, it's lacking a little.
So. Yeah. However, if we run with this, that Andraste, that Sarah is actually Andraste and that she actually came back for this specific reason.
Yes.
Then it makes complete and total sense.
It does.
Why she joins the Inquisition.
Yeah.
Because these dudes are doing exactly what she went about to do. So of course she's going to join them and, like, help them.
Yeah, but she does not want to end up in the leading position again. And that is why she would...
Yes.
She has had enough. She has had enough for several lifetimes, so she's definitely not going to do it this time round. So she just hangs out and pranks everybody, so just to avoid being put in any kind of responsibility or responsible position.
Yeah, because, yes, no. Though I will say that I feel like part of the reason that she pranks the Inquisitor and pranks all the people in charge is that she kind of wishes she had had someone like that. Or maybe she did and she really appreciated it, that every so often, you know, like, one of your companions, like, pours a bucket of water on your head. You know, just to sort of go, lighten up.
Uh-huh.
Like, your life is not just, oh, I must close this rift, and I must talk to these world leaders, and I must take myself seriously at all times.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So she can do that as well, while simultaneously making herself less of a candidate for being in any way responsible.
That is so beautiful.
I know. It just works so well.
It does.
Okay, so we have Tiny Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny Sarah, who just knows how to use a bow. Just.
Yeah. So maybe she cheated a little.
Oh, she totally cheated. She totally cheated. So she just knows how to use a bow, and she's tiny, and then she hangs out with the Red Jennies, who she maybe knew about, probably didn't. They just sort of picked her up, and she's like, this is great! Like, Corypheus obviously hasn't made his move yet, because his move is going to be flashy as all get out.
Yeah, and so I'm going to do some good work at the base, where people really need my help.
Yeah. So, she grows up. She's just, like, chilling around with the Red Jennies, and then suddenly, the breach. And Sarah's like, well, fuck.
Yeah. It's like, whoop, there he is.
Yeah. It's like, I was having a lot of fun, and now you gotta make me work.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, yeah, right, there was a reason I gave up my godly, my divine existence. Right.
And it wasn't really terrible cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what?
Although terrible cookies are really terrible. And sort of sad. But, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's all cool. And then the Inquisition, like, is formed, and she starts hearing about this Inquisition because she's kind of going, well, okay, let's try to deal with Corypheus. How am I going to deal with Corypheus? Okay.
From a non-power position.
Yes, non-power position. Yeah. How do we do? Oh, hey, there's this Inquisition thing. And guess what? They already have a Herald of Andraste. Which, that's weird, but sure.
So, gonna make him my herald then.
Or her.
Yep.
She's like, this might work. This is good. Somebody else to do the leading.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Hilariously, it's still her name on the tin. It's like, I get all the credit with none of the work. This is great.
That is excellent. I'd go for that.
So then they close the breach, and that's great. And then Corypheus reveals himself, and Sarah's like, yep, I already knew that.
I was waiting for that.
For that. This is good. Now we know actually who we're fighting.
Yeah.
And then the Inquisition goes on to do its Inquisition-y thing, and Sarah gets to meet the other members of the Inquisition.
Mm.
So, our mysterious protagonist aside, there are certain members. So, I mean, there's lots of members that we could talk about. But the one big glaring one is if Sarah is Andraste and Solas, spoilers, if you haven't beaten the game, don't, I'm not sure why you're listening, but go beat the game, come back.
Yep.
And if Solas is Fenharel, what?
Okay, so I found a way around that.
Okay.
And so I thought for this week I'm going to have to go a bit deeper into what are gods in Dragon Age. What kind, yeah. But, we gotta go there in a second. Before that, I think if you are a being of such power, and if you have ensconced yourself in a vessel or reincarnation or whatever, my theory was that you are actually pretty much undetectable by others. Mm. Also, that's it's a protection mechanism. Of course, you don't want to be caught out and make yourself a target for others when you're that weak or in that weak form. And also, you don't want to give people sudden revelations or whatever.
Here's where I would modify that slightly. So I like that you can like when you reincarnate yourself, you're hidden.
Mm-hmm.
However, because of certain things that Solas says and because of certain things that Cole says to Sarah in canon.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that spirits and, I mean, gods, but I would presume, like, people who can sort of sense that sort of thing or beings that are particularly sensitive can maybe sense that there's something different about you.
Mm-hmm.
Something sort of spirity, mystical, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Like, Solas and Cole are convinced that Sarah is special.
Special.
Hilariously, if you wanted to take it in a slightly crackish direction, you could link it back to that Andrew Wolf theory and go, Cole and Solas think that she's Andrew Wolf.
Excellent. So, dear listeners, if you at all feel intrigued by this, please write this, because we need it.
It would be so great. In any case, so, like, it's possible that Solas and Cole have misinterpreted what they are feeling from her, what they are sensing from her. That they know that she's something special, but they can't quite tell what, because she's hidden.
Oh, God. Imagine the awkward conversations.
Solas keeps trying to, like, get her to admit to it, yes! And she keeps going, like, what the fuck? Oh,
what the fuck, weird elf, back!
And Sarah, at the beginning, is not quite sure whether Solas has caught on or not, and then it becomes increasingly clear that he's caught on to something, but not the right thing. And I feel like she, again, knows that Solas is special in this sort of, like, maybe not a god, but like a spirity sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
But again, doesn't know, like, definitely doesn't know that he's Fenharel.
No, and possibly doesn't even care that much. Because
that's also fair.
Because her character, Sarah, wouldn't.
Right, but I think that is maybe one of the reasons that she doesn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if we take that hilarious thought that he, like, keeps asking her questions about, like who she is and assuming that she's an elven goddess, and she's like, no!
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least get the goddess right.
Yeah.
That, like, that's the reason. Like, she really doesn't like Solas, like, in-game.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, he's stuffy and elfy and kind of terrible.
Yeah.
You
know what would be also really, really funky? If just, I don't know, if you would suspect... I don't know anything about Age Rule, so I'm leaving that out and using Fenharel. If you knew Solas was who he is and just kept dropping the word wolf into the conversation all of the time. So if he does that,
so you know, I would totally do that.
Yeah, or just imagine Solas dropping the things that are connected with Age Rule into the conversation with Sarah all the time, and she's all the time like,
oh, and she just doesn't what? React.
And she doesn't react, and she doesn't get it. And she's like, why is he obsessed with X? And it's... that would be so funny.
If Sarah ever found out that Solas is Fenharel, which I assume that she would after his little epilogue shebang,
because mm-hmm.
I feel like that probably used enough like energy and godliness, and she was acquainted enough with him at that point to, you know, recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine if he comes back and she makes that decision, like, I'm not going to in general. I am just going to, like, drop Wolf into every conversation I have with him, with other people in his presence. Like, just... I am just going to troll the shit out of this guy.
I love that. I love that so much. She would so totally do that.
I know, right? Especially now, like, if we're in, like, epilogue territory. Like, Corypheus is dead. She gets to live out the rest of her life. Like, in Thetis.
Yeah.
Just, like, doing whatever. Being awesome. She didn't die this time. It was great.
Yeah.
You know? And I can totally see her just, like, trolling. Oh. It's so great. Well, here is the one question. The question we can end on.
Okay.
Because this would be the end of her sort of Andrastean arc. Not Sarah's arc, but Andraste as Sarah's arc. The question is, does anybody ever figure it out?
Interesting, yeah.
And how do they react if they do?
I think even if the Chantry figured it out, it would just get suppressed. It does.
Okay.
I think
I would agree with that, unless you would probably have, well, okay, so here's the problem with mm-hmm. that. So if the Chantry, as the Chantry, and especially the Imperial Chantry, like the Tevinter one,
mm-hmm.
if either of them found out, I agree, it would be immediately suppressed. Except for, like, a couple of small cults or something that would spring up. Because I feel like the Chantry in... They've moved sort of beyond being just a faith organization. They are now a political power, and they care about that, and that sort of thing. Like, a lot of what they do is politics mm-hmm. and keeping the world together in order, and all of that.
Exactly. And also, the chant does not even talk about Andraste coming back. It talks about the Maker yes. returning. And I think it's also something like, what would the Christian churches say if there are... Well, no, they don't. It's not like even... It's not a hypothesis. There are probably people walking around out there saying their Jesus come back.
Yeah.
You don't hear about them. You know, nobody. They're not taken yeah. seriously, and just
even if they can apparently do miracles and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. Yes. Here's the thing, though. I think if the Inquisition found out, so not the Chantry, but the Inquisition. I think if the Inquisition found out and were allowed to, because I honestly think the Inquisitor that I, at least personally, any Inquisitor that I would play would respect Sarah's decision to, like, fuck no, don't tell anybody. Mm-hmm. But if they were allowed to, they could make it a thing. It's like, look, not only do we have Andraste's Herald.
Yeah.
We have Andraste herself.
Ta-da!
Like, how much more? And at least by the end of the game, they have enough weight to them. Yeah. And enough, especially if you played a really Andrastean Herald, they would have enough sort of faith and faith political weight to make Sarah stick. Or at least to give it a good go with Sarah as Andraste.
Mm.
Now, I honestly think that Sarah would be like, no. I don't want to be in charge. I don't want to, you know, like, it's fine that you guys know that I'm Andraste, but, like, hell no.
Yeah, I also feel that Josephine would advise against that.
Yeah, probably. Because it would not do good things. It would do good things for the elves, eventually. But it would lead to a time of great unrest.
Like a new civil war, probably.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Yes.
But on a more individual level, like what would people think? We already know that, like if the maker, say, came down for booty call, or if somehow it gets revealed that Sarah is Andraste.
She should die, and she doesn't.
She spent all of her points on that, did she?
I don't know. I have problems with the booty call thing. But
yeah. Well, I meant it in, like, the extreme crack scenario.
Yeah.
Obviously not in any more of
it. I know.
Serious scenario, yeah.
But let's say they find out. How do they react? I think there's shock. And there's probably a whole ton of not being able to deal.
Just imagine Varric, like, I can't deal with this face. Because Varric is Andrastean, right?
Yeah.
So he's just like, nope. I'm not dealing with this.
Excuse me, I need to see that how things are in Kirkwall.
Yeah, just like, let's go back to Kirkwall where things were less fucked up than
this. Yes, I have some merchant guild business suddenly come up. And I will prefer this.
Yeah. Oh. In any case, we could end with Varric's reaction.
Yeah.
That's a good reaction. Fade out on Varric's nope.
Nope.
Can't deal nope. face. Nope.
I'm out.
Out. Speaking of, we're out.
Yeah.
The end. Sarah was never quite the wealthiest girl. Some say she lives in a tavern, but she was so sharp and quick with a bow. Arrows strike like a dragon. Sarah was never quite the gentlest girl. Her eyes were sharp like a razor, but she knew the ways of commoner men, and she knew just how to use them. She would always like to say, why change the past when you can own this day? Today she will fight to keep her way. She's a rogue and a thief, and she'll tempt your fate. She would always like to say, why change the past when you can own this day? Today she will fight to keep her way. She's a rogue and a thief, and she'll tempt your fate. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for Silky Luster. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening. Yeah.
Oh, also, going back to Sarah's cheat era and Rasa's cheating, God mode.
Now, I really want to do a... Oh, you can't do it. I wish you could do it. I so wish you could do a Sarah-only playthrough and then do it on God mode. That would, it would be so glorious. In such a meta way.
I mean, if you look at something like Supernatural, I'm sorry.
actually, it always comes back to Supernatural.
I'm sorry, we're talking about gods and everything.
We can never get away from it. It's like...
It's Among Us. Always it's come up. Back everywhere. Okay, I will not use Supernatural then. See, you're...
I do get what you're saying. That is, I mean that I read some of the lore. I read the interesting one. Well, I don't even... I read some, like, every so often they'll be like, oh, there's a, like, whatever they're called.
The pages codex, that you get. Codex things.
Yeah, there's a codex here, and it doesn't look like it's, like, super, super long. Let's read it. Oh, I now know more about Ferelden cheese than I ever wanted to know.
Okay, listen, and I'll make you feel better. You were at work. I had the entire day off to prepare, and I spent all of 10 minutes of reading Andraste's article in the wiki, okay?
So basically, dear listeners, if there are any of you at this point, neither of us know what we're talking about, okay?